From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled Five Consequences of Sovereign Grace, the last in this series on the eighth chapter of Romans. The text is verses 31 through 39. As he concludes these studies, Dr. Cairns has been exploring the subject of looking at every fact and facet of life through the lens of the gospel. In verse 31, Paul asks a question, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" In answer, Dr. Cairns presented five certainties of sovereign grace, which Paul sets forth in the concluding verses of the chapter. In the light of those glorious truths, there are precious consequences that follow for all of Christ's redeemed people. First, there is no more subjugation to the devil's domination, nor can any man succeed ultimately in his opposition to God's children. Next, there is no deprivation for God's people, for God has given them all things in Christ. Then, because of Christ's work on the cross, God will accept no accusation against them from either man or the devil. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, God Will Answer. The text is found in Psalm 145 and verse 19. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. His own Spirit has wrought this desire in us, and therefore he will answer it. It is his own life within which prompts the cry, and therefore he will hear it. Those who fear him are men under the holiest influence, and therefore their desire is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Like Daniel, they are men of desires, and the Lord will cause them to realize their aspirations. Holy desires are grace in the blade, and the heavenly husbandman will cultivate them till they come to the full corn in the ear. God-fearing men desire to be holy, to be useful, to be a blessing to others, and so to honor their Lord. They desire supplies for their need, help under burdens, guidance in perplexity, deliverance in distress. And sometimes this desire is so strong and their case so pressing that they cry out in agony like little children in pain. And then the Lord works most comprehensively and does all that is needful according to this word and will save them. Yes, if we fear God, we have nothing else to fear. If we cry to the Lord, our salvation is certain. Let the listener lay this text on his tongue and keep it in his mouth all the day, and it will be to him as a wafer made with honey.
Swirling shine.
Have you ever wondered what the message of each New Testament book really is? Not just the meaning of a phrase, a text, or even a chapter, but the central message of the entire book? If so, we're happy to offer you the opportunity to obtain a means of doing just that. A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns preached a series of messages in which he explained the teaching of each of the New Testament books. This series was published in a book entitled A Sure Foundation. These messages let you get a grasp of the heart of the New Testament's teaching and show you how relevant it is to your life in the modern world. A Sure Foundation tells you how to live in the light of the gospel, in the freedom of faith, and not in the gloom of guilt and frustration. This is not another how-to book of self-help tips. Its constant theme is the acceptance believers have with God because of the imputation of Christ's righteousness to them, which is the heart of the gospel. Let the Bible Speak has recently obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, and we're now making them available to our listening audience. The price for each copy of A Sure Foundation is $10, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $10 made out to Let the Bible Speak to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. To reserve a copy, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Request your copy of A Sure Foundation today.
Verse 32. The great truth here is that there's no deprivation for the people of God. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. We've already looked at that. But here's the question. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The truth here is that every spiritual benefit is given with Christ. This is where the greater includes the lesser. When God gives Christ, he gives everything. When he gives Christ, he's holding absolutely nothing back. And this is the full force of what Paul has been saying about us being joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. When he gives you Christ, he deprives you of nothing necessary for your life in him. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, he gives the charge to them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly. The word richly means abundantly, overflowingly. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. Now, what are those all things? Well, to understand that, you should look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The end of that chapter, Paul says, verse 21, let no man glory in men. You see, the Corinthians were taken up with men. They were so following men, they couldn't get over the beautiful rhetoric of Apollos, the wonderful oratory of Apollos. And they compared him to Paul's detriment with the great apostle who had founded the very church there under God. Paul said, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. You get that? All things are yours. Now, what does that mean? Charles Hodge rightly says, you take that in the widest possible sense, that means the whole universe. The whole universe. He's talking to God's church now. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas. Notice this. Or the world. Remember, the word world has a variety of meanings. This is not speaking about the world corrupted. The world is an evil system of rebellion against God. This is speaking of the world of God's creation. And he says it's yours, richly to enjoy. Or life. Or death. Isn't that a strange statement? Death is yours. You see, the common conception is that you belong to death. Death gets a grip of you. No, says Paul, listen. Death is one of the things that God has given to you. It's under his power. And he will use this for your good and for your glory. And for a Christian, of course, it is now an entrance into heaven. It's the gateway to glory. Things present or things to come. They're yours. Why are we living like paupers spiritually? Why are we going grumping through life as if all these things were against us? God says, look at this world. Look at this life. Look at all the opportunities. Look at all the blessings. It's yours. And whatever your circumstances, you may be weak, you may be strong, you may be in health, or you may be in ill health. He says, look, I have given you this to enjoy this world, this life, to enjoy and to glorify God forever. Is it possible to glorify God when health is gone? it possible to enjoy Christ when the circumstances seem to be so black and bleak? Have you ever noticed the most spiritual of saints are usually the suffering saints? The ones who have most of the glow of heaven are usually ones who have walked a dark passageway through earth. You see, the Savior will never leave. He will never forsake His people. God deprives of us of nothing that's for our good. I'd hoped to preach this little outline within a sermon, but time forbids. He'll deprive us of nothing that's for our good. He'll deprive us of nothing that is for our growth. He has made full provision for that. He'll deprive us of nothing that's for our government by the Spirit of God. It's possible for you and me to live under the control of the Holy Ghost. It is possible for you and me to live in the Spirit. We are not victims, we are victors. We are not puppets on the devil's string, we are Christ's free men. Under the government of God and of grace. He will keep nothing back for our good, our growth, and our government, and nothing back for our ultimate glory. Conforming us to Christ and bringing us finally through to heaven. So there's no deprivation. Verse 33. There's no accusation. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Now that is God issuing a challenge. Here is the trumpet put to the lips of the eternal and that blasts through heaven, earth, and hell. A challenge to every demon of the pit. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Man, you would think there'd be a stampede. Look at that. I can tell you this. I can charge him with that. I lay the other accusation. But God says, I have justified these people. There is no charge. Oh, the old devil would come to you and me and he would dredge up the sins of the past. Try to let you never forget them. But God will hear no charge. Nothing that would suggest that a Christian deserves to be damned. That's the force of it. It's not that God doesn't see when His people err or His people fail. He will correct them to bring them into line and bring them to godliness. But when it comes to anything to suggest that a Christian deserves to be damned, God says, I will hear not a syllable. There's no charge against God's people. What does He say in Psalm 103, verse 12? As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. How far is that? How far is east from west? It's an unlimited and illimitable distance. The great thing about going east and west is you start traveling east, you'll never stop traveling east. You can travel east forever. You travel west, you'll travel west forever. You can only travel north so far and south so far, and then you change direction. That's not true of east and west. So these are purely arbitrary, really imaginary points. What's it saying? from eternity to eternity. I put a severance between God's people and their sins. He says in Isaiah 43:25, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. I rejoice in that. There are sins that you cannot forget at this point in time. Oh, you can bring them and leave them with the Lord, but still the scars are there. But remember, he says, I don't remember them. They're gone forever. Dr. Paisley used to tell us about Willie Nicholson in a prayer meeting. Willie Nicholson was the great revival preacher of the 1920s in Northern Ireland. Nicholson was a sort of a wild man. He was a converted seaman. And he was a tough character for tough times. He had a scathing tongue, but a mighty preacher. And when Nicholson was in this prayer meeting, this little fellow decided he would be very holy. And wailing, bleating was maybe more like it. He was going over and over and over all the sins that he had committed before he was saved and bewailing them before God, until Nicholson could stick it no more and he burst out in a loud voice. He said, man, would you shut your mouth? Now, I don't advise you to do that to people. You're not Willie Nicholson. But that's what he said. Man, would you shut your mouth? God doesn't know what you're talking about. Why? I will not remember your sins. Buried in the sea of God's forgetfulness, covered with the precious blood of Christ's atonement, I have blotted them out. Blotted them out. They're gone.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.